Hey, so congratulations on the new EP. How are you feeling about us?
I'm so happy about it. I'm so proud of this release, and I'm really glad that it's finally out in the world. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
You absolutely should be. You should be so proud of yourself. And not only does it sound great, but you tackle some heavy topics as well. So it's a lot to carry around and balance, and you do, frankly, an amazing job. Tell me a little bit about the CP.
Well, I mean, this record is something that I had started kind of building from perhaps just after I got to Aotearoa before COVID happened, and a lot of things unfolded around the world during that time, and basically this record is like my response and feel like a lot of the feelings and emotions and thoughts that I had that I wanted to put in the world as a response to a lot of positive, but a lot of negative things that have been happening in the community, especially in the community that I was born into, And so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of. I mean, you kind of, I mean, it just wasn't any other way for me. All of those things have been very, all those themes have been very prevalent in the forefront of my mind and in my heart, And so I'm a big advocate for writing what you really are feeling and what you're really experiencing. And so that's what this record is for me. It's also was a great opportunity for me to kind of dig into growing as a producer and growing as a songwriter. And it was also like my first like group body of work that I have done as a in like a truly independent artist since the Live at Hope Brothers live album. So yeah, it was a real test to myself, a real testament that I could actually do this and that this is what I, this is what my purpose in this world is, thus far. And so yeah, it was good. I got to work with my dear friend Chris Wethey, who's an incredible writer and producer, and yeah, now we have Future Classic Volume 1 Classic.
And I love that name as well, by the way. It just
You do?
cracks me up. Now tell me, the word classic, as we've addressed, features a couple of times in that EP title.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a song off it to be like a classic in 40 years' time, do you think you know which one it would be?
A classic in 41 years' time. So they're all pretty good. They're all pretty up there. Like, I made sure when I was selecting the songs that I was putting on this EP that I felt like I would listen to it like 20, 30 years from now. But if I'm getting real specific, I think that like Travel With Me and On Red are like two songs that you really could listen to in any decade and they would feel good. But honestly, I really feel that way about every song on the record.
You know what? I mean, it's lived up to its name, you know? These are all
Yeah.
classics. You've made a whole EP of classics.
That was the goal, my friend. That was the goal. That was my target I was going for.
Hey, so you're also going on tour.
Yes.
Have you performed any of these songs in like in front of a crowd yet?
Well, the first time I performed any songs off of this record was at WOMAD. So I was headlining at WOMAD in
Oh my
March.
God.
I
Wow.
know, yeah, just a little gig.
Yeah.
Just a little small group of friends joining me around the main stage at WOMAD. Yeah, no, so that was the first time I played most of the songs off the EP, and then I also played the I played all the songs on the EP at well, I think almost all the songs on RNZ with Jesse Mulligan.
Oh,
So that
yes.
was cool. So you can go to RNZ and peep that if you want to get like a live idea of what the EP sounds like. And then now this will be the first time I've played like the entire EP outside of the release party in my house to like a open audience.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd say one thing that really interests me is for some artists, their songs take on a whole different meaning or a whole new life, like when they're performed live as opposed to when they're being recorded. Is that the same for you, or do you feel very similarly about your songs?
I mean, sometimes with like this album, especially with the production that we've done on the album, I'm maybe not as like rigid about making sure that it's exactly precisely what you hear on the album, but in the live show, I want the energy to be there. You know what I mean? So I never want to feel like something's missing when I play this live show, and that's why I've got like a full band and I'm traveling with my own sound engineer this tour. So like, hopefully, what you hear in the live capacity is even more engaging than what you hear on the record, you know?
Yeah, wow.
I mean, that's the nature of a live show too, right? Because the energy is there, the sweat's there, the smell of the instruments, the bar, you can smell the old beer, and like, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, your shoes are kind of sticking to the floor, and there's lights and, you know, dry ice and, you know, room for improv, and I can, you know, connect. So, and in a record, you have that ability of having to be able to play it as many times at your leisure. But in a live show, it's like once you've made it through the song, that's it, you know. So we're all in that journey together, that kind of moment, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, I frankly am so excited for your show.
Yeah.
I can't wait
Yes,
for
June
it.
10th, everybody. June 10th at the
June
Loon
tenth,
Gibraltar. You got to come through.
absolutely. And where can people get tickets for that?
So you can get tickets. You can head to divamahal.com/tour. You can also buy tickets on my Facebook page or in the link in my bio on my Instagram, which is just DEVAMAHAL. And you can also go to Under the Radar, I believe these tickets are on. So you can go to let me just before I start lying to you, let me just make sure that I'm telling you the right stuff. And just like sitting here making stuff up as I sit on the couch sending to people all different types of locations. Yeah, it's under the radar.co.nz. So, yeah, you can also get it. I think you can go to Littleton's website and book them through there too. But head to www.divamahal.com/tour and you'll be headed in the right direction.
Hey, well done for accurate information there. Well done, well done.
Yeah, man.
And I guess also I should really ask, if people want to listen to this amazing EP, where can they listen
Yeah.
to it?
So again, they can also go to my website, which is divamahal.com, but you can also go to Bandcamp and listen to the album and buy it. You can, which I think is really dope because Bandcamp makes sure that all the musicians get all the proceeds for their sales. But you can also go to iTunes and Apple Music. You can save it and download it on my Spotify, which would be really cool because, you know, artists need people to stream those songs. It's on Tidal, it's on Pandora, it's on Deezer, it's on all the like streaming platforms. And yeah, you can purchase it on Bandcamp, iTunes, and Apple Music.
Amazing. Cover all the bases there.
Yeah, I'll also be selling digital copies of the album at the shows. as well as some of my other records. So make sure you come to the show. And I'm working on having some exclusive merch on this tour, doing some collaborations with a couple of like designers and things like that. So make sure you come through. I'm also making some special like diva concoctions that you can only get on the tour. Woo!
Diva, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, man.
So appreciated. And you're an amazing, amazing gift to Aotearoa music. So thank you so, so much.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me.